Today's shir is Masechta Brachos, Daf Yotes, and we will begin on Daf Yotes Mabeis, three lines from the bottom. Earlier in yesterday's shir, on Daf Yotes Mabeis, we learned that Rabbi Yonason's opinion was that he didn't think it was an issue to walk with tzitzis on kvarim, because he was of the opinion that the Mesim don't know what is happening anyway. However, says the Gemara, Vaf Rav Yonason Hodbei. Rav Yonason actually retracted from that opinion. Dom Rav Shmuel ba Nachmeni Om Rav Yonason. How do we know that the people who are no longer here speak to each other? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says that V'yomer Hashem Elov. Hashem said to him, Zois Arsa Shinishbati, Lavram, Uli Yitzchak, Uli Yaakov, Leimor. My Leimor, Taparish Baruch said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Oma Karish Baruch Lemoshe, Lech Amol Lehem Lavram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, go tell Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shvua Shinishbati Lechem, the Shvua that I swore that I will give Eretz Yisrael to your children, Kvak Yamti Lebenechem, I gave to you, I have fulfilled. And even though, as the Mashab explains, obviously it wasn't fulfilled completely, because Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter Yisrael. However, since they had already captured Eretz Sichon V'Oig, which is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, so it's as if the Shvuah was fulfilled. But if we seem to believe that they don't know what's going on in this world, Kiyamul whom I have it. So what's the difference that he told him? Elamai. So what are you going to argue, says the Gemara? Diyadi. That they do know what's going on in this world. So if they know what's going on in the world, Lamal Lamehu. Why is it necessary to tell them what's going on? Answers the Gemara. The reason he told it to him was Achzikale Tuvasa Lamosha. They wanted that they should appreciate what Moshe Rabbeinu had done, that he had been the one to make sure that the Shvuah that Hashem made, that Klal Yisrael would get at Yisrael, was indeed fulfilled. Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol mesaper achrei hames. If somebody speaks disparagingly after a person is no longer in this world, it's kol mesaper achrei evan. It's as if he speaks about a stone. The mace is not affected by it. Ikad amri, some explain because the Mason anyway don't know what's going on in this world. So what's the difference what you say? Amri, the Yadi, they know, but they don't care. Says the Gemara, is that true? Any Vamra Papa Khadishtoi Milsabasre the Mashmul. Somebody once spoke disparagingly after Mashmul was Nifta. Vinafla Kanya Metalala. And a pole fell from the roof, a beam fell from the roof, or Basil Arnaka de Machu, and it cracked his skull. Answers the Gemara, Shani Tzuvim Rabbanon. There we were speaking about a Tam Tchachem, and it's not that the Nifta cares. However, the Kitche Baruch Hu Tovi Bikorei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the Kavod HaTorah. Amar Rav Shuman Levi, Kol Mesaper Achim Mitasen Shal Talmid HaChachamim. Whoever speaks after a Tam Chochem is no longer here. And the Mefarshim in Marsha explains, before the Gemara used the words, Kol Mesapa Acher Hames. And here the Gemara speaks about Kol Mesapa Acher Hamito. Why does the Gemara change the wording? Says the Marsha, because as we learned in the previous year, Tamid Chochem B'Misosam, Tamid Chochem, even when they're no longer in the world, Kruin Chayin, they're still considered alive. So they're just like amitason. They're just like laying on a bed. Another pshat that I saw, that mitason is from the Lashon hito. Somebody says regarding a Talmud Chochem that he moved from the right path. And we see from here that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the cover of Talmud Chochem. Such an individual, says the Gemara, Neufel B'Gehenim, Shenemar, V'amatim Akal Kiloisom, Yelich Hashem Pali Evan. Shalom Yisrael, Afilu B'Shal, Shalom Yisrael, even when this Talmud Chacham is in a place of Shalom Yisrael, he's no longer in this world where there is no Shalom, still, if somebody speaks disparagingly about them, Yalichem Hashem Pali Yofen. Says the Gemara Tanit Beir of Shmuel, Im Re'isa Talmud Chacham Sh'ova Aveir B'Layla. If you see that Talmud Chacham did an Aveira at night, Al Tahara Achra B'Yoyim. Don't be concerned, Shem Asa Tshuva, if he did Tshuva. Shem says the Gemara Sakadatach, is it a question if he did Tshuva? Ha Alvade Asa Tshuva. We can be certain that he did Tshuva. Says the Gemara Vahani Mili, but when it was that said, B'dvarim Shebegufay. If we see that he did Aveira privately, Av M'moinay, if it's issue regarding a financial matter, Ad the Mahadar. Lamore, unless we see that he pays it back, we can't be sure that he did tshuva. And as the Mefarshim explain, that even the Gemara is coming to teach us, not only if he did the Aveira, but Laila, at night, when nobody sees him doing the Aveira, do we not have to be concerned that he did tshuva? But even if he did it by day, and we saw the Aveira done by day, but we didn't see the tshuva done by day, we could still be sure that he did tshuva. However, points out the Chasam Sofer, by Dine Mominus, the Gemara says it's not the same. Explains the Chasam Sofer, a person who's not honest in Dine Mominus is not considered a Talmud Chacham. Furthermore, I saw the Divrei Yisachar Doiv explains that even though we, the people who are watching the person and seeing the Talmud Chacham who did an Aveira, should be sure to judge him favorably and be sure to feel that he certainly did tshuva, that's our obligation. But the Talmud Chacham's obligation is to constantly do tshuva and not say, well, I'm a Talmud Chacham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be moichel me. He has to try to do tshuva. And I saw an interesting story. Rav Shlomo Kluger once came to visit Rav Meir Premishlana in the evening, and he saw Rav Meir Premishlana was not learning Torah. And we know that the Gemara says in Masechta Erevin, Daf Samachei Amar Aleph, Lo Ivri Sira El Girsa. The purpose of the night is to learn. So he started wondering, how is Rav Meir Premishlana not spending his time learning? So Rav Meir Premishlana said, that's Pshat in this Gemara. And Re'isa Talmud Chacham Shava Aveir B'Layla, it looks to you like this Talmud Chacham is doing an Aveira. He's not learning Torah in a time when Torah is supposed to be learned. Al Tahara Achrav. Don't start being concerned that, don't start thinking that he's doing the wrong thing. Shemehira b'tshuva. He's sitting quietly and thinking. You know what he's sitting quietly and thinking about? He's sitting quietly and thinking about tshuva, that he needs to do tshuva. And I saw that the Sefer Madani Moshe explains. From here we see, as the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Tezvov, speaks about Bali tshuva. Emes, yesterday, this person who Rachman Slon was a Balavera, Hayusani Umeshukets Umeruchet V'teva. The Rambam uses extremely powerful words. How distant this individual was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayoyim Hu Ov V'nechmad Kor V'yedid. And today he's the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Madani Moshe. That's what our Gemara is teaching us. How a person could do tshuva in a moment. But I saw that the Mefarshim explain what you shouldn't do is don't think that what the Talmud Chacham did, which is, and he saw him doing an Aveira, don't turn it into a mitzvah. Don't start saying, well, what the Talmud Chacham did must have been a mitzvah. We just, and he's allowed to do something which is an Aveira and turn it into a mitzvah. That we may never do. We could believe that he did tshuva, but we can't make from an Aveira into a mitzvah. And the Gemara, and I saw the Mefarshim explain, what is the wording of the Gemara, Shema Asa Tshuva? Says the Gemara, what we're saying Mefarshim, what we're learning from here, that we're not allowed to even think badly about Talmid Chachamim. We are supposed to be convinced that Talmid Chachamim always do the right thing. And therefore, don't shema, don't start thinking maybe he did the right thing, maybe he didn't do the right thing. Vaday Asa Tshuva, we have no right to judge Talmid Chachamim only in the most favorable manner. Vamei Shema Levi, Vaser Ba'abim Mekoymus, 24 places do we find Bezdim and Adma Kvoid Rav. The Bezdim put somebody in Cheirim for not giving the proper cover to Talmid Chachamim. The Kulin Shanina B'Mishnah Seinu, all of these situations could be found in a Mishnah. Amalei Rebbe Lazar, Heicha, where are they to be found? Amalei, so he said to him, L'chi Tishkach, go and try to find them. Nofak, Dach V'Ashkach Tlas, he was able to find three places. One is Hamazalzim and Tilas Yadayim, somebody who degrades the mitzvah, the Rabbanon and Tilas Yadayim. V'Mesaper, Ach Mitosin Shal Midah Chachamim, somebody who speaks disparagingly about Talmid Chachamim, v'megistat klapimala, and one who's not respectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara goes through them. Hamasapa ach mitosin shal Talmid Chachamim, what is the situation of Hamasapa ach mitosin shal Talmid Chachamim? Mahi de Tanan. Who are your Omer? Akavim and Mahal used to say, Eim Ashkin, we know that the halacha is that if somebody accuses his wife that she had an adulterous relationship, and there was kinu vestira, the halacha is that we give that woman to drink the mei soita, the parsha and parshas nosoi, which is written on a klaf, which is then immersed in the water of the kir where it's dissolved, and then the soita is given that water to drink. Says a kavi ben mahalo, a mashkin loyis ugiyoris, a woman who's a geyoris loyim shemucheris, a woman who's a mishucheris, don't get the mei soita. V'chama oimrim, mashkin, we may give them to drink. Omerloi, so the Chacham said to Akavi ben Mahalal to support their opinion, wasn't there Maisa Bekarkamis Shivcha Meshukheris B'Yushalayim? There was a woman whose name was Karkamis, who was a freed maid, Shivcha Kananis in Yushalayim, Vishku Shmai Vaftalian, and Shmai Vaftalian gave them to drink the Mei Soita. V'omelahem, so Akavi ben Mahalal said, Dugma Hishkua, they gave her to drink the Mei Soita because they wanted to upgrade the value of Geirim, for they were Geirim. But they gave it to drink because Dugma, Rashi explains, they were like her. Others explain that the definition of Dugma was that they didn't give her to drink the real Mei Soita. What they gave her was something that looked like Mei Soita, but really wasn't Mei Soita. As we know, Shmai v'Aftalia were Geirim. They were descendants of Sanherev, as the Gemara Masech the Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis teaches us. Some explain that they themselves were Geirim. The Maral, the Tosfos Yontov quoting the Maral, says that's difficult to say because we know Shmai was the Nasi and Aftalion was the Abezdin, and a Ger is not qualified for any of these appointments. It must be that their mothers were born Jewish and their fathers were descendants of Sancheriv. The Rashbats disagree, and the Rashbat says that even though normally Geirim may not be appointed to such a position, but says the Riva that, and that's the opinion of the Rashbats, since there was nobody equal to them in their greatness, they were the greatest people of their time, even though they were Geirim, they were appointed to this position. The Nidua, and they put Akavi ben Mahalal into Cheirim for saying this, with a mace ben Niduyov, and he was Nifter while he was still in a Nidui, for Soklu Bezdinus Aroinoi, and because of that, the Aloch is, as we will discuss, if somebody, Rachman Tzlon, is Nifter, where they're still in Cheirim, they stone his grave. The next situation we see that Chazal were makbid on the cover of Talmid Chachamim was Mezalzel b'Netilas Yadayim. Mahi, what does that mean? The Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'Sholem b'Shebekai b'Nahal Nesnada. It's impossible to say that a Kavi ben Mahal was put into Cheirim. Shein Ezra Nenelis al Odom Yisrael. We know the Gemara Masech the Psochim Daf Samach Dalad Amit Aleph teaches us that the Karban Pesach was brought on Erev Pesach, and the Azara was full of people who brought the Karban Pesach, and when the Azara was full with no longer any capacity, they would close the doors of the Azara, and then there would be a second group, and the Gemara says there would be a third group. Says the Gemara, when they had the Azara so full to capacity that they had to close the doors of the Azara, Shane and Zara and the Nels, I'll call them Yisrael, when they had the Azara's doors closed, there was nobody of greater Chochma, Tahara, or Yerushchek Yerushmayim, greater than Kavi ben Mahalal. So it's impossible to say that Kavi ben Mahalal was put into Cheirim. So of course the Mepharshim ask, Kavi ben Mahalal was a great person, but that doesn't mean that if he does the wrong thing, he doesn't deserve Cheirim. So what's pshat in this Gemara? The Tosfos Yontif says that since, as our Gemara just identified, that a Kavi ben Mahalal was the greatest person, the only person that could put somebody into Cheirim is somebody who's greater than the person that's being put into Cheirim. But if there's nobody greater than a Kavi ben Mahalal, who could be the one to put a Kavi ben Mahalal into Cheirim? Another pshat that the Tosfos Yisrael suggests that if we see that a Kavi ben Mahalal was such a great person, it's impossible to say that a Kavi ben Mahalal, such a great person, would disparage Shmaya v'Avtalion. And it must mean the taich of dogma, the definition of dogma, doesn't mean that he meant to disparage them and say that because they were Gerim, that's why they were trying to show that Gerim are full-fledged Jews. That he explains the dogma means a sample. It wasn't the real thing. And therefore, he wasn't disparaging them in any way. He was actually saying that they agree with him in halacha. Says the Gemara, Elas mi nidu. So who was the person they put to Cheirim? Es Elozer ben Chanoich. She pikpik bin Natil Shidayim. Elozer ben Chanoich started questioning Chazal's requirement for Natil Shidayim. Ukshemesim when he passed away. Shochu Bezdin. They put a big stone on his kever. The teacher should call a mace. Should call him a snadet. Somebody who's put into cherim. Or mace bin neduyev and dies while he's in cherim. Bezdin soiklin as a roinoi. The halacha is that Bezdin puts him into cherim. And as the Rambam explains, to show that he is different. Or another pshat is to show that this person didn't have bad enough that he was in Cheirim, but more than that, even if he was in Cheirim, he should have at least attempted to get out of the Cheirim. And he didn't care to try to get out of Cheirim, therefore his Oren deserves to be stoned. The next case we learned was Hamegis Dat the Klab of Mala, somebody who acts with Chutzpah towards Hashem. Mahi, the Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masech the Tainis Daf Yutes Omer Aleph. Sholach Loi Shimon Ben Shotach L'Choyni Hamagal. The story goes there that there was a drought, there was no rain, and they asked Choyni Hamagal to daven on behalf of Klal Yisrael that there should be rain. He began to daven, and there was still no rain. What did he do? He made a circle, and he stood in the middle of the circle, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Banecha Soma Paneim Elai, your children have asked me, because I'm very familiar with you, to daven on their behalf for rain. I'm making a shvur that I won't budge until rain comes. So rain came down, drips. That's not what I asked for. The rain should fill up all the pits. So at that point, they came down like a hurricane. To which he said, Loi kach shalti, el gishmei rotzim brochum nedova. I asked for rain that comes down nicely. Yorda ketekono, they started coming down. But the Gemara said all the people who lived in Yerushalayim had to go up to the Har Habayis to escape from the rain. So at that point, they asked Choni Hamagal, just like you daven that it should come down, please daven that they should stop. So he says, if the rain didn't overtake the place where they had a large platform, which was the lost and found, then I can't daven to stop Roy Brocha. So at that point, you really ought to be put into Cherem, the way you spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And were you not Choni, indeed, Gazrani Alech Nida, I would put you into Cherem. Avama Esa, what should I do? Shatim Schatel Fnei Amokim, you act not in the nicest way towards Hashem. V'oysa L'chor Tzoynchen, he still does what you ask. K'benchim Schatel Ven Fnei Aviv, like a son who sometimes doesn't act respectfully to his father, and still his father does what he wants. Regarding him, the pasuk says, "Yisnach avicha v'imecha v'saga yiladetecha." So we have only these cases, says the Gemara, where we see that they were put into cheren for kavod harav. Ask the Gemara, v'suleka ada o no other cases. V'ikad the Tanya Rabbi Yosef isn't the case that Rabbi Yosef taught us. In the Brisa, Todus is Rami, Hinnig is Bnei Rami. He created a custom in Rome, Lachilim Gedoyim Kolosu B'Leila Pesachim, to eat roasted goat on Pesach. Shalach Shimon ben Shatach, and Shimon ben Shatach sent him, Emolei Todus Ata, if not that you were Todus, because Rani Lachan Nidi, I would put you into Cherim. Shatach Machas Yisrael Kachim B'chutz. You're giving people to eat kachim outside of the Azara. So you see that there was another case like that, the Mishnah Sena Karminan. We're only speaking about cases that are found in a Mishnah, Braisehi. And this is the car for the Minig, that on Pesach at night by the Seder, we don't eat roasted meat, that nobody should confuse that meat that we're eating at the Seder with the Karban Pesach. And the Mishnah Brewer says that not only may we not eat roasted meat, but even pot roast, which is meat that was cooked in a pot. However, without any water, pot roast also should not be eaten unless letzayre chayla. The Mishnah Brewer is lenient in allowing meat that was roasted and then boiled to be eaten. It's interesting, I saw that the Chidah quotes a minig that they didn't even eat roasted meat by day. But most Paiskim don't agree with that minig and say by day you may eat roasted meat. Ask the Gemara Masnis and Leka, there are no other cases in the Mishnah where we find that they were menad for kavod harav. V'kod etnan, chotche chulyus. The halacha is that a clay cheres cannot be taken to a mikvah. The halacha, what is the halacha if you have an earthenware oven? So the only way you could be matar it is by breaking it. And let's say you have a situation where an oven became tamei, and then it was cut, so you have to break it. So it was cut into horizontal rings, and then between those rings, it was plastered together with cement. So now the question is that considered a kli cheres, or is it considered a kli adoma? Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that it's considered a kli adoma because it's earthenware, it's cement that keeps it together. The Chachamim disagree. There's machlokes how to understand the opinion of the Chachamim. Is the opinion of the Chachamim is that if you had such an oven, it got tamei, and then you did this procedure, it becomes tamei automatically? Or is the opinion of the Chachamim that after, if it becomes open, it comes in contact with tamei, it will be tamei? So the Mishnah says, Chotchachkelius, they cut this oven, this earthenware oven, into Chulius, pots, and they put sand between the pots. Rebbe Lezer Matar, it's not considered earthenware anymore. V'chamim Matar. V'zeh Tanur Shel Achnoi. And this is called the Tanur of the snake. Ask the Ramai Achnoi, why is it called a snake? Omer Yehuda Om Shmuel, Melamet Shikifu Alochs Kachnoi Zeh. They surrounded Rebbe Lezer like a snake, V'temua. And they said that it's Tomei. They did not agree with his opinion. V'tanya, that day they brought all the taharis that Rebbe Lezer said were tar, the sorful in front of him, and they burnt it, and then they put him to cheirim. So here we have a case where they put him to cheirim for kavod harav. Answers the Gemara, indeed they put him to cheirim, but that cheirim is not recorded in a Mishnah. asked the Gemara. So we started that he was they put into Chayim 24 places for Kovod Arav. Asked the Gemara, where are those 24 places? Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Shua says that the 24 places, Madam Milsa Milsa, he learns from those cases, extrapolates to other cases. Rabbi Lozal Madam Milsa Milsa, and therefore only what's said is said, what's not said is not said. So we learned in the Mishnah, Noisa Amita V'chlufeyem, the people who carry the Mita and those who their backups are part of Krishma, Tana Bonan. But says the Gemara, Emet Sinas Ameis, Samach Krishma. If this man Krishma comes, we should not take out the Nifter, because we're going to need to be concerned of that they're going to miss the Zman Krishma. However, the Paiskim say, this is only by Krishma Shel Shachris, which has a small window. At night, that we could be more lenient for two reasons. Number one, you could say Krishma all night, so it's not such a small window. Number two, there's an inyan not to leave the mace overnight. And therefore, we could do the Levaya and say Krishma afterwards. Moreover, v'mischilu, if they began taking out the Nifter, And then it took longer than expected, and they're going to miss the Zman Krishma, the Loch is Emaf Sikin. Eini, says the Gemara, for Rav Yosef, of course, Samach Krishma. So we see that you can. Adam Chosh Vashani. So the Mishnah said that both the people who are in front of the Mita and both the people behind the Mita have the same din. Tana Baran, Hoyskin Behesped. Those who are involved in saying a Hesped. And they're in the room, the way the Rafarshim explained, the Archa Shulchan explained, they're in the room where the Nifter is. So they can't say Krishma in the room where the Nifter is because of the issue of Loi Glurash. It's a lack of covet. So what they do is Nishmatim Echad Vechad Bekarim. One person should leave the room at a time. One person should leave the room at the time and come back. There's a Machloikis Rishonim. Is this only regarding Krishma, or is this even regarding Tefillah as well? Ena Mosmutul Fneim, but if the person, the Nifter, is not there, Hein Yoshim Mekarim, so they're in a room with the Ovel, but they're not, the Mace is not there. Hein Yoshim Mekarim, they say Shema, Vu Yoshim Vedom, and he who's an Oinen should remain silent. Hein Oinen Mespalim, they Davin. He said Siddiqa Din, and he says, Rebain Ha'ilomim, Harbi Chatosul Fenecha, I did many Averis, V'loin Nefrayit Tomi Meni Echad Meni Elef, and you haven't punished me even 1,000th of what I deserve. Yeratzu Fenecha Hashem Alekeinu, Shetigda Peretzei Seinu, Ufirtzes Kol Amchu Beis Yisrael Barachman. Omar Abaya, however, says Abaya, Loyal Ba'er Inish Lamei Mahachi. It's inappropriate to say this. Domer Rav Shimon Lokish, the person should not speak that way. Remember, Rav Yosef, my crop. Where do we see this in the pasuk? Shanam, as the pasuk says, "Kamat kastoim ayinu." We are like stoim. And my hadalei navi. And what does the navi respond? Once they say they're almost like stoim, the navi says, "Shimu dvar Hashem katzinei sedoim." If you think you're like sedoim, the pasuk indeed calls you sedoim. And this is the makar for the minig. Of Yiftach Adam Pivla Sotin, you have to be careful how you talk. As the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Ayin Tes says, Bris Krusulos Vasayim, a person has to watch whatever comes out of his mouth. Lekach Ayiftach Pivla Sotin. And the Rajba says, if we learned that the halacha is, Altei Birchas Hejit, Kal Beinecha, if the Brocha that anybody says has to be considered. Certainly the same thing is for the klola that anybody says. And this is the makar for the minig, that people who have Baruch Hashem parents leave the shul when Yiska is recited. And in fact, there's a discussion amongst the paiskim if one should maybe not buy a makam kvura because El Yiftach Peh L'Satan. The stay chemet brings down that even if somebody buys a burial place, he shouldn't pay for it in full where he's alive. The Shagas Aryeh disagrees, but the Chasam Sofer also seems to hold that you should not buy it fully while you're still alive. So we learned in the Mishnah, Kavras HaMeis V'Chazru, if they buried the Nifter and they came back, if they could begin and finish Krishma before getting to where the Shura is for Nichma Ve'elam, they should do it. If not, not. Says the Gemara, it seems from our Mishnah, only if you could complete the entire Krishma, that's when you should start it, if you know you could finish it. Av perik echad, if you could only say one perik, a pasuk echad loy. For many, but ask the Gemara, it says in a brisa, cover some es v'chazru, im yechoyim laschel, ligmar, if you could finish, a fill a perik echad, a pasuk echad, do what you can. Hachi namikam, says the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says. Im yechoyim laschel, ligmar, a filu perik echad, a fill a pasuk echad, if you could finish at least one perik or one pasuk, actually yil shura before they get to the shura yaschilu. Mlav lo yaschilu. And I saw that the Mefarshim asked, the Ra asks, that if they didn't get to the shura, there is no chiyuv of nichum aveilim. So certainly there's a chiyuv of krishma and there's no chiyuv of nichum aveilim. So the Ra answers, as soon as the mace is buried, the chiyuv of nichum aveilim begins. The chiyuv of nichum aveilim begins as soon as the mace is buried, even though the aveilim have not yet reached the shura. So we learned that I'm the mishura, those that stand in the shura. So we learned that pnimim, the ones that are in the inner row, are part of a krishma. The chitzoinim, the ones in the outer row, are chayiv. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. What does that mean? Shura haroi pnimis p'tura. The row that sees the inner row. So the way most mefarshim explain, anyone who's able to see the aveilim are potter. The she'en haroi pnimis, but if they're not able to see the oval, the chayovim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haboy machmas oval, if people came because of the oval, they're always potter, machmas atman chayovim. And this is machloikas rishonim, how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Some say Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be lenient. He's saying, certainly anybody who sees the oval is potter from Krishma. But even if you don't see the oval, but if you came to the levaya for covered of the mess, covered of the oval, you're also potter. Others say, no, Rabbi Yehuda is being machmer. He says, the Gemara is saying now that only those who see the oval are potter, to which Rabbi Yehuda says, just because you see the oval doesn't make you potter. You have to have another condition, that you could see the oval, and you too are an individual that came to cover the mace, not just because you're interested in seeing what's going on. Begins the Gemara, a new topic. Om Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Hamoitza climb a big day. If somebody finds klayim in his beged, poishten afil b'shuk, take him off, even if you're standing in the middle of the street. My time, and what's the reason? Ein chochma vein tfuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. Kom makam sheyesh by chil Hashem, wherever there's a chil Hashem involved, ein cholken kovad l'rav. There's a very, very big machloikus rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Some rishonim say that it's talking about I discover that I'm wearing klayim, and I should do this because ein chach vein eitzel in tfuna l'neged Hashem. However, if somebody else is wearing klayim, the Rosh is more lenient. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that even if I'm not the one wearing klayim, but I see my friend wearing klayim, I have an obligation to tell him that he's, I'm an obligation to tell him you're wearing klayim. Ask Rabbi Akiva Egon, the Rambam, but such a person is a misasik. As we know, there are two concepts. There's a concept of a shayig, where somebody knows what he's doing, but he thinks that it's mutter. That means, for example, somebody's doing something on Shabbos, which is usur, but he does, and he knows what he's doing, but he doesn't know that this is also on Shabbos, or he doesn't know that today is Shabbos, he thinks it's Sunday. But if somebody doesn't even realize what he's doing, is he's doing something wrong, that's a misasik. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that we find that the Gemara says that even though normally misasik is potter, but the halacha is ha-misasik b'chalovim b'arayis, where there's a question of chelv or arayis, there is no patur of misasik. Why? So the Gemara says in many places, the Gemara Masechta Krisus, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, in other places, Shekein Nena. Says Rav Kivega here too, even though this person who's wearing the shatnas is certainly a Mas'asek, it doesn't change the reality, says Rav Kivega, that he's having Hano from this Beged, and therefore the Rambam's opinion is that even on somebody else wearing Klayim, you should take it off. And this is actually Machloikus how to Paskin. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, the Ramah Paskins like the Rosh. The Praiskim are certainly more lenient where the shatness that's being worn is only shatness the Rabbanon, not shatness the Raisa. This question of do you have to notify somebody else of Avera that they're doing has many very interesting repercussions. The Noida Behuda discusses a situation where somebody knows that somebody else's wife had an adulterous relationship. Is he at, and the halacha is that such a woman may not remain together with his wife. Am I responsible to tell him? So he says that you should, according to Rambam, have to tell him. And the Rambam takes this, and the Noida Behuda takes it even a step further. The Noida Behuda says that since this is a much more serious type of Avera, because this is a situation where the husband who remains with his wife under these circumstances on a constant basis is constantly usur, is constantly usur to the wife, there we should certainly tell him. Divrei Chaim, in the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Chaim, Aruchim Chaim Siman Lamed Beis, takes a different approach. He says the only time you have this obligation of telling your friend that he's doing an Avera is by an Avera which is beferish in the Torah. Something which is not beferish in the Torah, we could be more lenient. The same question comes up if I know a Kohen is sleeping in a house where somebody passed away and the Kohen is not dressed. Am I obligated to tell the Kohen and he'll have to walk out without any clothing or not? There, the Paiskim say that remaining in the house is not considered maybe an Aveira of Kumvase, although we'll see maybe in tomorrow's year not like that, and therefore it may be considered a lesser situation that we don't have to immediately notify him. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, ask the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, cover us a Meis. They would cover a Meis for Chazru, Ulfneim Shnei Drachim. And in front of them, there are two different paths. Achas Tahira, Vachas Tameya. One is a Tar path, and one is a Tameya path. Baba Tahara. The Oval should go on the Tar road. If he went on that road, everybody else goes along with him. But if he takes the Tomidig route, b'shem kvoidai. Amai, ask the Gemara, and presumably this halacha is even said to kahanim, who may not be metamed himself. Answers the Gemara, Tigmar of Abba Beis HaPras Derabonin. Many times in Shas we find a Beis HaPras, where the tum of a Beis HaPras is only the Rabbanon. A Beis HaPras is a field that had a kever which had been plowed over. Since it had been plowed over, so there's really not a very serious concern that there are any bones left. It's only concerned the Rabbanon. And in fact, that's why, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul taught us, Menapech Adam Beis HaPras V'Hoylich. You're allowed to blow on the Beis HaPras and go further. Bama Yehuda, but Ash Mishmei Derav, that the halach is a base of pras that was trampled upon by many people is tahor. So that's why we could be more lenient there to allow the kohen to travel on that road. So says Toshma, Damer Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadik, Medalgan Hayinu Agaba Aroinish Shemaisim Lekras Malchus Yisrael. The halach is that the oron of a mace is metama, but it depends. If there's a tefach between the mace and the top of the aron, it's not metama midraisa. If there's less than a tefach, it is metama. It says the Gemara, we used to jump over the aronis of mesim to go greet the Malchi Yisrael. And says the Gemara, v'loy l'kras Malchi Yisrael b'levad amru. Not only did they do so when they were going to greet Malchi Yisrael, afil l'kras Malchi umas oilem. They even did it l'kras Malchi umas oilem. Shem yiska yafchin be Malchi Yisrael Malchi umas oilem. So we should be able, when Mashiach comes, to tell the difference between the Malchi Yisrael and the Malchi umas oilem. Amai, but why are we allowed to expose ourselves to tumah? Why don't we say ein chachma vein tfuna vein etzo l'neged Hashem? Answers the Gemara, Dama Rava. The tumah, like we just said, is not a tumah deraisa, because Dama Rava kol oil kol shesh by tefach. If there's a tefach between the nifter and the roof of the mace, choitz b'fnei tumah. Only she'ein by chalal tefach. If there is no tefach, ein a choitz b'fnei tumah. V'roiv aroinus, most aroinus, says the Gemara, yesh ben tefach, did have a tefach. The gozru al sheyesh behen, but Chazal made a gzeira that even the aroinus that have a tefach, mishum she'ein behen, because there are aroinus, like we just said, that don't have. Says the Gemara, mishum kvoid melachim, when the issue comes up of a kavod hamelech, lo gozru b'herabanan. So here we have a discussion in the Paiskim. Here we have a discussion amongst the Paiskim, what is the halacha with the Malachim Bezman Hazeh? So most Paiskim are of the opinion, since the king's Bezman Hazeh, and certainly the president of a democratic country, does not have the right just to kill people indiscriminately, they have to follow the law of the land. The halacha that somebody's considered a melech, the halacha that we know that a bracha is supposed to be recited when you see a melech, the bracha, a baruch shenos mechvoidoi lebos v'adam, doesn't really apply in such situations. However, even though they don't apply in these such situations, they're not considered like the melech that our Gemara discusses, the chsam soifer, the child's achuvus chsam soifer, choyshe mishpet simen kuf tzadik, in a tshuva to the Jewish community in Vienna, where the king lived at that time, writes in that tshuva that even though the king may not have the full-fledged rule of a king, we still have to show great respect to the king. And he says, because that's a mitzvah that we could understand. And he says very strong wording, somebody who doesn't show proper respect to the king, says the Gemara, it's somebody who didn't put on tefillin. Because it's obvious, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them into kings, nobody's a king unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them into a king, requires us to show tremendous respect to the king. Toshma, says the Gemara, Gol Kvair Abrius is so important, says the Gemara, but Vamai. It precedes, the Gemara will show in a minute what it means. Vamai, but why don't we say, Ein Chochm Vein Tfuno Vein Eitzel Neged Hashem? And says the Gemara, Tigma Rav Bar Shova Kamei De Rav Kahana, Belav De Loi Soser. We're only speaking about the Lav De Soser, which the Torah says, Loi Soser, Menadova Shegidlcha Yom In A Smile. We always have to follow what Rabbanan say, and therefore it's only considered a derabbanan, and we could be more lenient. There's a discussion over here. How do we look at the lav? If everything that the rabbanan say, there's a lav loisoser, why is a derabbanan not considered deraisa? So the way most mefarshim explain, the Torah is telling us we have to listen to what the rabbanan say, but it still remains a derabbanan. On the other hand, we know that even on mitzvahs d'rabbanan, for example, lighting the menorah, reading the Megillah, we make a bracha shekrishonah b'mitzvaysof. It's not a mitzvah of Hashem. But now that we learned that every d'rabbanan is based on loisoser, we understand why we can make the bracha of shekrishonah b'mitzvaysof. Achekalai, lav de loisoser is the raisa. Amar av kahana, gavra av amilsa, loy techikalai. Call me the Rabbana Smechina Lav Delay Sosser. Everything they said is indeed based on Lay Sosser. However, the same Rabbanan that say something is Osir, say Mishum Kvoidoi, when it's covered, Shah Rabbanan. Tan Rabbanan. The Allah is that you have to return something that was lost. Hashavas Aveda. It says the Rabbi Salamta Behem. Sham Pamishat Masalahim. Sometimes we cannot look at what was lost. Pamishat Masalahim. Hokates. If the lost article is in base kfaris, and koy may not enter there. Or if the person is a zokin v'enel fi kfaidoi, or shem sev malachtim rum mishal chaveroi. The time it takes to return this lost item is not worth the amount I would earn in that time. L'kach nema v'salamtim. Then it says I could ignore and not return the lost item. Amai, leime enchoch v'en tfun v'en etzol negra Hashem. Answers Gemara, shani hasam. The ksiv, the Torah, gives us a heter. The Torah says, "V'salamta mehem," that you could ignore it. So why don't we learn from there to other areas of halacha? Answers the Gemara, "Isurim imana lo yalpinan." We don't learn shilas of iser from issues of mammon. So the halacha is a zok ve'enel fi kvoidai doesn't have to return a lost item. What is the barometer if it's a zokin ve'enel fi kvoidai? So the halacha is, what would it be if it was your item that was lost? Would you still say, well, it's not my dignity to return it? Then you don't have to return somebody else's item. But if it's not in that category, if it was yours, you would go out of the way to pick it up, then you have to re-pick it up when it's somebody else's, as well. However, the Rishonim say, that even though there is a heter of zokin ve'enel fi kvoidoi, the halach is Talmud Chochin should be machmer on himself to go beyond the letter of the law and do the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. And I saw from Risocha Doi from Bells that just like we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return us, even though it's not lefi kvoidoi, but we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act lefnim mishuras adin, even if we don't deserve it, so too we should act that even though it's not to our dignity, when it comes to do a mitzvah, we should go above and beyond. And by us acting that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act with us that way.